This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS. So I have a feeling this is your favorite time of year.
Yep.
But it's not because it's, you know, the birds are chirping and the sun's out. It's because it's spring cleaning. It's like that time of year. And I just see that this might be the time you're like, ooh, yeah.
You know me so well.
I know I do.
You're kind of similar.
I'm so similar. I'm just, that was my way to launch in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
I could have just started talking about myself, but that's annoying.
No, but we're birds of a feather in that. This time of year is when, as we like to call it in my house, Project City begins.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go dormant during the winter. I'm not inspired.
Just as a person. And then, right.
Yeah. And then come daylight savings and, you know, yeah, hear the birds chirp and everything. I'm like, oh, Project City, baby. Let's get going.
Yeah. But not only like the projects are ready to start, and you should have seen me today. I can't even tell you. I went bananas. I've done so much already. But
what?
Well, I'll tell you
in
a second.
Did you garden? All right.
Yes. I'm already exhausted. Okay. You should see look at my pants. I wore white. I don't know why. But anyway, I have this thing. So I know a lot of people, or I have people in my life who are very sentimental, and they have things from their past that I can't believe they still have. Like, even if it's people I have known this whole time, they have things from like moments I've shared with them that I'm like, you have that? What? Like, it's not a quality I have, because I have a habit of throwing everything away. Like, I don't hang on to anything. And so spring cleaning to me is like, oh my God, I get like garbage bags and I just start throwing.
Yep.
There's something sad about that because I don't have a lot of stuff from like my life.
My mom is a pack rat. And a couple years ago, my mom sold the home I grew up in to move into a place that's more manageable for her. And so she had to go through, she lived in that place for close to 40 years. And so she had to finally clean it out. That woman kept her prom dress from the 50s. She kept stuffed animals that I used to have, children's books that I had when I was a kid. New old costumes from old Broadway shows she was in. I mean, things that were probably disintegrating in her hands by the time she like came across it. And I she got rid of a lot of it, which I'm very proud of her for. I did not inherit that gene. I have feng shui attacks twice a year and everything either gets tossed or donated.
I don't
have a lot of stuff either. I have one little box with pictures when we used to actually have physical pictures.
Right. Yeah.
I have two scripts from projects that I've done, like two original scripts. That's it in my in my library of what I've done so far in my life. That's all I have, or two, because those are the two I wanted to keep. I have nothing. I don't have anything of sentimental value.
So when you were going through your mom's house, were you really grateful that she had things from your childhood that you didn't have?
Well, she was going through it when I wasn't there. So she's like, oh, I came across, no, what's funny is that my mom, she was terrified about moving because she didn't want to go through it all and get rid of stuff. And then when it came time to doing it, she had this 180 reaction. And she would call me and say, oh, I came across your yearbooks from high school. And I was like, oh, I'd like to see those. Oh, it's too late. I tossed them.
She's like, I've held on to him this long. It's your fault.
She would have, like, she hired a person, like, she hired a woman, this wonderful woman, to help her, you know, organize her life and help her get rid of things. It got to a point where the woman would come over and my mom would look at this, like, floor to ceiling bookshelf and say, all of this gone, all of it gone. She wanted everything gone yesterday. She was like tossing things to family members, being like, just come and take this. I don't want it. Stuff that you'd think she would hang on to and say, it's my memories.
See,
I can't let them go.
I loved the stuff that my mom and dad kept of mine from my childhood. Like, I still have ornaments I made as a kid for the Christmas tree, and they made me laugh. Like, things like that. Yeah. I loved, but I would have never kept on to it. Held on
my
to
mom,
it.
My mom, I think, you know, I used to, you know, and you go to camp, like you make like things in pottery or like arts and crafts, and your parents are like, I'll cherish
like a
it
keychain.
Forever. Or like, I remember I had like, in pottery class, I was going through a dinosaur phase. So I would, you know, make dinosaurs in pottery and, you know,
it's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really cute.
And, you know, my mom kept them all, and then I think she tossed them. However, like, the stuff she did keep was like my confirmation. No, not my confirmation. My baptism outfit or my con. I'm like, I don't give a shit about that. I want to see the little dinosaur I made when I was 10, when I was at camp.
I had like my little costume when I played Oliver. I was so little, by the way. It's tiny. It's like a doll.
Yeah, I don't have that.
But I didn't keep it. This is my point. So I guess at my age now, I'm like, do I start now and why? And then what do you keep and what do you throw? This is always a struggle for me. Like, what's really sentimental? Because I don't know, like, how do you, I just don't know. I don't know.
I have my
dad. I could be like
a
Buddhist monk. I could live in the middle of an empty room with like three items and be perfectly happy.
My dad, you know, he was a painter and he could draw, and I have some of his things. And that's sentimental to me because he was so talented. And I look at that and reminds me of him, and, you know, and I'm proud of it and it's beautiful. So I don't mind hanging it. But like little like trinkets and doodads, like, I'm not that girl. I don't hang on to that shit. It collects dust. I like streamlined everything. So I'm not a hoarder. I'm the opposite.
But you have stuff and I have stuff, but it's now what I keep. I mean, I have things from my family too. Like, I know that's sentimental. That makes perfect sense to me. Like, this was your mom's, or this is something your dad gave you, or like that I get. But I'm talking about as I move through life now, I don't know what's sentimental about what I have. Not from the, not from before. Like, what would I, do you get,
oh, you
do
mean
you get
from
what
present.
I'm saying?
Like, so,
yes,
yeah,
from
so presently
day.
What you're going to look at when you're 80 and say, oh, I wish I still had that.
Yes. That's what I'm asking. And that's why I have a bad habit of throwing things away, because I don't think I have emotional attachments to things that I love. Like, I love some of the books that I own, or like, I don't know. I'm looking around now, like some pottery things, or I don't know, like pretty glasses. Who knows? Who cares? But there are things I love, but would I call them sentimental? No.
No, I don't have it. I will say I have been sentimental over some clothing I've given away in the past, where I think back and I'm like, fuck, why did I do that? I
well,
want that jacket,
yeah, that's
or
a
that
different
shirt
story.
Back.
That's a
I
different
had, like,
story.
Because I'll like go, I'll clean out my t-shirts every couple of years, right? Because I have so many. And so every couple of years I'll be like, oh, I'll just give them away. And there are certain t-shirts especially that I just kick myself in the ass for giving away because I miss them.
Do you have, so Christina, our friend Christina, has a jean jacket. And like a year ago, I was like, God, that's so cool. What a great jacket. She's like, Lisha, you gave this to me 25 years ago. And like, she literally has kept this jacket and it's torn to threads and it's so cool looking and so broken in.
Right.
And I gave it to her in my 20s.
a hand-me-down is the best piece of clothing. I stand by it.
But so that's where you would find your attachment would be in clothing?
Maybe. I think so.
Wow.
Because that's the stuff I miss the most.
I don't have that at all. Like, I don't remember anything I used to have or care.
I'm not saying a lot of it, just certain items. I wish I wasn't so impatient. And I wish I caught myself in that emotion and was like, take a breath, think about it. And instead I was like, here, take it. I don't want it.
Right. You know? I don't see you like that. I never get any of your hand-me-downs. Like, we have an agreement on like a couple of things that in each other's closets.
There are two things actually that I know you really want. And I'm debating if like they're a birthday present or you just get them one day. Like, I'm really chewing on that. And I'm saying that publicly. I think about this.
Because I have a big birthday coming up. So you're like, this might be
but
the time.
But then I'm thinking, oh, is that really chintzy? Like, oh, look, I'm giving Alicia like two fucking hand-me-downs. Like, oh, look at that. Good job, Kate. Like, you know, way to be big. Go big or go home. But I know how much you would like them. And I'm just like, I can't fucking decide.
I will. Please don't give them to me if you're not ready to let them go. It's not that,
I think I would be, but then I can't project because if I got a hand-me-down, when I really want a hand-me-down from someone, if that person gave it to me as a present, I would like, it would probably be the best present I got that year, but everyone's different.
Right.
And I don't know how precious you are with your birthday.
Yes, you do. You know, I don't care.
I should talk to Kim. I'll get her opinion. I need advice. I haven't really, I can't believe I'm talking about this with you on the podcast, but I do.
Did you forget it was me?
Kind of.
Happy
yeah.
Happy birthday.
I don't know. I felt complied to discuss it. I felt safe.
And then what about the actual cleaning part of spring cleaning? I enjoy that too. Like, I'm like, oh, everything feels dusty after the winter. Or like the windows have been closed because it's cold or, you know what I mean? It's been raining. And then you're just like,
can I be honest?
Oh, I want that fresh, clean feeling. What?
I fucking spring clean every weekend.
I know. I know.
I don't
we're clean
let things.
People.
I don't let things slide. Like I vacuum a couple times a week.
Now I sound like Grey Gardens.
I get joy out of vacuuming. God. It's one of like my favorite things to do. If I need to decompress, I'll vacuum, and I feel 1,000 times better. I take care of like the patios and whatnot, so they don't get gross. I think more along the lines of like, how can I freshen up the house?
That's what I'm talking about, Kate. I'm not talking about like I'm a disgusting pig who's.
I know you're not disgusting.
I really
you're
made it sound like
very,
the door never opened really, or windows.
You really got upset with yourself that you're making yourself sound like Grey Gardens. I know you're
because
not
now
Gardens.
I did make it sound that way, but no, I clean all year round.
And
just
you're being
to be
and
clear.
You're being thematic.
It's energetically.
People understand what you're saying.
Yes. No, it's energetically. Like I think there is a spring cleaning that's different from the all year round cleaning. There's something different about it.
Like I said, I look at it like Project City. Like, what projects am I going to accomplish now that the weather is nicer? Right. And some projects are out of my ability. Like, I have to redo the driveway. I'm not going to redo the driveway. I don't have the ability to. However, I do want to restain my house to take care of the wood. So I will get on a ladder and I'll do that. And I'll save myself a couple $1,000 by doing it myself. And I can look at that and be proud.
I don't know if I like you on a ladder that tall, but okay.
I've done it before. I've painted my old house before. Like that right. was a one
oh,
project, right? Where I've painted my house.
Yeah, no, me too.
But like, that's it like the sucks. Kind of project. That's the kind of project.
I'm going to go so mental this year with projects. I don't know where to begin.
Yeah, but you're doing like a whole.
No, it's thing. Done. I mean, like I think. I'm going to be done. I'm ready to move back in my house in about a month. And so
oh,
then I'm
shit.
Like, like the things that I get to do now outside and like it, like now I'm like, oh my God, it's going to
oh
be,
God.
Yeah. And we'll be done with work and I'm going to have the summer and.
The timing is perfect. You can enjoy
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like I'm like high from the thought.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
you're in a
today,
circumstance
oh yeah, go ahead.
Where you kind of have like a new house, like it's an old house, but it's a new house. So I get that. But next year, when you're in your house, after you've been in there for a year, the laundry list is going to be more specific because it's more about like upkeep. You know that.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll hone in on what like I really want to do.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I'm going to have to like slow myself down and be patient this year. Like already I broke my back before we started recording today.
Oh, you did? Why?
Well, gardening. Like I went to the nursery and I got all, and I packed my pickup and I was like digging holes in the yard and play. And then I was like, it was hot. And I was like, I don't know. I just like, I got a little like dizzy.
How many gallon pots were you trying to?
They were just 15 gallon pots. But like, you know, I got the soil bags. I was like lugging it all in and out and then digging the holes.
What kind of plants?
Like I go overboard. Like I think it's going to be really, really hard for me to get old, like in a real way old. It's not going to be good for me.
Oh, I'm not going to understand it. Listen, boxing these days, I have my sciatica is so bad that no, you laugh until you have a sciatica problem and then you're going to be in tears. I drive with a softball wedged between my back and the car seat because it takes the pressure off my leg. You wouldn't, trust me, if you felt the pain that I'm in, you wouldn't laugh, but getting old, like I'm feeling it in certain areas and I am not fucking happy. Not happy. It's just, it limits you.
Yeah. A lot of things. Even my eyesight, like I hate that my eyesight is worse. And it's like things that I could do more easily. Like I have to find my fucking glasses all the time. Like it's so annoying. Anyway, let's not talk about getting old.
No, this isn't the age episode.
Do you? No. Nobody wants to hear that for an hour. Well, what are your projects?
I'm restaining my house and I'm going to do as much of it as I can. And I've gone around the property being like, okay, I think I can definitely do this side. I can do this side. I might not be able to do that side and I'll hire the guy to do that because he'll have the proper like ladder and situation of how to handle it. But I can do the bulk of it myself and I'll take great pride in it. I just planted an herb garden.
Good job. Did you go where I told you to go?
I went where you told me to went. They're amazing.
How cute
I love
is
that place.
Yep.
Beyond. They have everything under the sun.
They're a little know-it-all-y. Did you find that? Like if you ask a question, you feel a little bad that you asked
not
it?
Not really. I was where's the basil? And I just got pointed into a direction.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, okay. Well, I guess it's that way. I'll try to see if I can find it. No, I didn't get the know-it-all-y, but...
Where did you put it?
I got this really amazing railing planter. It's like a 4x4, or not a 4x4. Sorry, it's like a 4x a 4x12, 12 inch or two or 24 inch box that you attach to the railing, and it fits perfectly in my.
Who cares what size it is, Kate?
Whatever. It's metal and it's super pretty and you can like have all these like amazing herbs and they all have enough space to like grow and get happy and lush. And I knocked it out of the park. They're like, couldn't be happier. The herbs.
Great.
Upstairs. What else? Last year I built a planter, an in-ground planter
nice.
By myself during a pandemic.
Did I tell you, I moved the one that we built. I moved it. It's in the front yard now.
Building one. When did we build one?
We put one together last summer. Anyway, it's all different. So much has changed.
That?
Yeah. It's in a better location. It never made sense. Or you had to walk around it. It was bad. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Wait. The herb garden thing? You moved it?
Where the tomatoes were and all. Yeah. It's in the front yard. It's so much cuter and it makes way more sense.
Is there enough sun?
Yeah. Not as much, but yeah.
Okay, so what's going to go there?
I put a little olive tree over there and some lavender.
My
that
God,
I got
in
today.
Like 10, 15 years, whenever you sell that property and all of these trees have matured, it's like going to be like going through the Amazon. You're going to need a machete to like, you know, get to the backyard. I don't know. What else? So anyway, what are your projects? So you're going to do the plants, but you always want to do plants. Isn't like there...
Yeah, but I had this woman came over yesterday... who's awesome. My friend told me about her. She's a landscape designer. Cannot afford her at all. But she was like, I'll come do you a favor. I'll just walk through with you, kind of tell you what to do. you know, instead of like getting plans and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she spent like an hour with me and I learned something that I was like, oh, that's so cool. So basically she's like, you take the same plant and you clump them together and you put them in sections instead of putting like three plants together or near each other, you put the same plant together. You do like little, she called them moments, whatever. She's like, you put a moment there. But anyway, it kind of makes your eye not get tired when you look around the yard. Cause I have a bunch of shit going on over here, right? So it's sort of like clean. It's sort of like deciding what goes where and why. Mm-hmm. Instead of just like, oh, that's a pretty plant. I'll put it there. That's a pretty plant. I'll put it there. That doesn't make sense to it.
So if you're going to do palm, you do palm plants in one area. If you're going to do cacti, you're going to do cacti in this area. If you're going to do a little olive bushes together, that sort of thing.
Yeah. You make like a theme, you theme out like you a section.
They're families.
Right. And it just like, it looks good because it's not like, like a bunch of mishigosh, you know, like where it's like Nana's garden.
Right. That's when like you mix and match too much.
Right. Which I think is a look, but like, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. And then, so I got inspired to wake up early today and go to the nursery. And now I'm like, I'm making moments.
You're making moments. How many plants did you buy?
I only bought, I don't know. I went to the, you know, the place under the power lines, the cheap place. So it was like, I got like.
Which one? Nick's?
Eight
Not
plants.
Nick's.
I did go to Nick's and then I went to the other one.
You went to Jimmy's?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. That's what am I going to plant? You know, I'm looking at my backyard right now and I don't have a ton of space in the backyard, but all of my plants are really killing it these days. Like I did that integrated, the sprinkler system.
Uh-huh. Right. You did that last year.
I did it last year. So I actually did a lot of my spring cleaning last year because the pandemic, I was like, well, I have nothing else to do. I guess I'll just order stuff and do house projects. Right. So I kind of knocked a lot out of the park. So now I'm like, well, you know, now what?
You know what? This is why I know you're going to move soon because you're running out of things to do to your house.
Yeah.
Once you do the bathroom, you've kind of done it all.
Oh, we're out. Then we're moving.
Bye. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like, there's nothing else to do. I mean, go ahead and restain the outside if you want, but like, not necessary.
You need to care for the wood. Like, you have to care for the wood.
No, I understand.
It's not painted, so you have to care for it. You have to care for the stain. But what I was going to say is that integrated sprinkler system has, like, been a game changer. And my lemon tree is like, you know, having its own party in the corner and looking fabulous. Like
all of
my plants are thriving. So I don't have the green thumb like I normally would because everyone's happy. Yeah. And everyone's in its spot where I'm like, all right, even my baby bougainvillea that I planted to like fill up like a little like bare area, happy as a clam over in that space.
Oh, that's so great. And by the way, I called to tell you this, but people might be interested.
What?
This woman, Tori, also told me, because I have, like, I want to do some hedges on the sides of the fence to block out the neighbors and stuff.
I've always told you to do that.
Well, I know. I just haven't gotten around to it. Plus, then you got to put in a sprinkler. It's a whole thing. Anyway, what does she tell me to put over there, Kate?
Podocarpus. It's the best plant.
I kept my jaw dropped. My favorite. I'm like, Kate's going to be so happy about this.
It's the best fucking plant. It doesn't shed. It's beautiful. It gets lush and robust. It gets tall. You can train it. Fucking love it.
Yeah, I'm excited. She did say you can do ficus, but you have to keep it at ficus 20
sheds.
Feet. Well,
ficus
it also
sheds too much.
Roots and can like lift up cement.
And then it can do that. Like, podocarpus.
Yeah, but yeah, podocarpus doesn't have that.
Yeah, podocarpus, you can like clump them all together. They'll make a beautiful green wall.
Yeah, so you might be a... Look, you're going to come over and really enjoy my podocarpus.
Listen,
now.
I love the fucking podocarpus. I would have ripped out all the bougainvillea and put in podocarpus, but the roots were too intense. And I thought I'm going to waste so much money ripping out this like perfectly healthy plant because for no reason. So I'll just keep it.
Right.
Because hurting a plant's like hurting an octopus. It like breaks my heart when I see a plant.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
When I see a plant just being wasted for no reason, it breaks my heart.
I know. Me too. I have to replant it.
Yeah, exactly. I will never get rid of a plant. Me too. I will never throw out a plant because I'm tired of it. It'll just find a new house.
Right. You can also put it in a pot and put it outside on your driveway and someone will grab it. They'll be like, I'll take it.
Yeah. No, I've done it. I just have never thrown it out ever. I can't do it.
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. Honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. Honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Did we
So
when you say projects, I'm so excited.
What? No. What?
I'm really more interested in yours.
I really don't have much. Don't get too excited.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we went off topic with projects when it's about cleaning and if there's something that
Spring cleaning, but spring cleaning is like, for me, it's projects because I'm freshening up.
You know what spring cleaning to me that I thought of today?
What?
The, what are those things called? The spray washer.
Oh, the pressure washer.
Power washer, pressure washer.
Oh, they're the best.
I thought of that today and I was like, that's spring cleaning and that's a project and I can't wait to like bring that thing out.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
My fence, my front fence.
Are you finally going to restain that?
I need to wash it and restain it. Do I want to do it? No.
Yes, just do it.
But I have to do it. I know.
Alicia, it'll take you like 2 days.
I know.
Because the sun bleaches it.
Maybe that's something you want to do with me?
I'll power wash that.
Okay.
I have a power washer.
I
would power wash the driveway and like get all like the winter grime off of it and like make it all like clean and make it, you know what I mean? But I'm going to tear it out and go fresh and have
it
brand new.
So you're going to make a new driveway for what? Why?
Because the flagstone is not cute and the way it's designed is a wee bit outdated. It wasn't my idea. It was there when I moved in and I don't like it. I never have.
Got it. Hey, do you know anything about getting like a sidewalk redone?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like that it belongs to the city. And like before I got the house, like the two pads on the side, public sidewalk in front are like,
how they go like that.
Yeah. And then someone poured like a little ramp of like crappy cement.
Right.
So like the kids wouldn't trip, which is great. But like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's ugly. And I was like, what do you do if you want a new sidewalk?
Have a good time calling the city. They'll get right on that.
I know it'd be like 3 years from now.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. But I mean, you know,
Kate,
if you're
there
bored,
was a gas leak in the front that I called about 8 months ago that they fixed last week.
Are you serious?
I called 20 times. I was like, hey, there are children like playing like there, and they
it
came
matches.
There. We smell it. It's not an emergency, but it's definitely leaking. It was like right at the neighbor's section. It was in his yard, but it was like you could just smell it. Like you'd park a car and you could smell it. So
what?
This whole year, it's just like gas is leaking in the air and they don't care. And they just showed
so
up
wait,
and dug it up and fixed it the other day.
So you called the gas company months ago. The gas company shows up and they're like, we smell it. Not an emergency,
yeah, they,
but
no,
we smell
it. No, they have
it.
A thing that goes, it goes, they stick it in the ground. It goes, beep, 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 beep. It was like a gas leak, like for realsies.
But my point, I get it. My point is that, so the gas company shows up and they're like, there's a leak. And even though it's not considered an emergency, they're there. They didn't ever consider just fixing it?
No, then they, you know, that's the person who checks it. Then you have to like get on the schedule for
Jesus Christ.
Fixing crew to come out. But it was 8 months later. They just fixed it. But that's how behind the city is.
Well, I mean, you know,
from the pandemic.
That gives you a litmus test of how long, you know, it's going to take
the
for you to get your sidewalk
fixed. Take. I know.
You might as well just do it yourself. There's a spring project. Don't ask for my help with
hammer.
That. My back hurts too
your
much.
Your sciatica
I can't
wouldn't
it.
Be able to handle
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's until I get it looked at, I can't do that sort of heavy lifting. But yeah, like I like spring cleaning to me is like freshening it up. It's not just like dusting and vacuuming. It's also just like, it's nice out. What can I do to fix up the house?
What about redecorating? I like to redecorate in the spring.
I do, but nothing has really grabbed my attention. And I think I'm pretty satisfied with what's there. And then it's the question of like, all right, well, if I want a new whatever it is, what am I going to do with the old one? That's a bigger headache.
Yeah, I really feel like you've done every nook and cranny of your house and
no,
and already redone it. Which one?
No, I'm going to, the bathroom is going to get remodeled. Which
no,
is
I know
like
that one. I know that one.
Which I'm very excited about.
But like
about.
The downstairs, you did the downstairs. You made it into an office instead of a guest yeah. bedroom.
Yeah.
Which we share in common.
Well, I mean, I don't have that many guests, but I have to
I know,
like waste
that's
a room.
What I'm how many years did I tell you I hate a guest bedroom?
I hate guest rooms.
They don't understand
dust. What about a dust
Seriously,
collector?
You just
Jesus
walk by
Christ.
It all the time and you're like, eh.
Oh, yeah, that room. I love
I guess
that
that's
room.
Where
Too
someone's
going to
sleep
I'm not a
one
guest.
Day. Such a waste of space.
Yeah,
for like
I agree.
The 3 days someone shows up.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and I really like this quote-unquote guest room that I made into an office because it's like right off the thingy and like there's such pretty light and all
You
of
have
it.
Somewhere to do pants now.
We have somewhere to do pants. It's private. Like it's cozy. I love this room. So like, no guest. No. Oh, I'm going to remodel a closet myself. That'll be fun.
That sounds awful.
I look forward to doing that. No, I enjoy it because it's organizing.
Oh, you mean the stuff in the closet.
No, I'm going to design a reach-in closet. I'm going to design built-ins for a reach-in closet. I'm going to design or build a layout for a reach-in closet so it's not just a rod.
Nice.
And so I can build that and then it'll give me satisfaction.
Are you going to go to like IKEA or Closet World or something? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe I could just build the boxes myself with plywood, possibly. We'll see. Okay. I'm not there yet. Once we wrap in May, then I'm like right in Project
yeah,
City
this
time.
Is when,
and
sure.
then I can focus without being like, having to like ruin my routine to head to set.
Right.
I have a month of planning is what I'm saying. I have a month of planning.
Yeah,
2 months.
Definitely.
2 months of planning prior to my building.
So great. I love the spring. Yeah. I wish it was spring all year round, but I get it. We need seasons.
Oh, but the second we had daylight savings and it started getting light, darker later, I was happy.
I know. My whole personality changes.
It's one
I mean,
of my
I guess I'm pretty consistent
the
in the personality, but like inside, I'm so much happier.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My house, where I live, is not designed for the winter. It doesn't like the winter, but it thrives in the summertime.
I want to be that person who loves the winter. I'm just not.
You're,
It's okay.
Let's take a break.
It's okay.
And come back. And I think people called to tell us their thoughts on spring cleaning, which is great.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Does anyone have pearls of wisdom they'd like to share?
Hey, guys. So my favorite spring cleaning thing to do is to turn on some Fleetwood Mac. Actually, turn it up all the way and just literally jam out. Put a big comfy t-shirt on, no pants, of course, and, you know, sing into the broomstick. That's what I like to do.
I completely understand this person. When I do something, I either have my earbuds in and I'm listening to music the whole time I'm doing it, or I crank my stereo and I just do the thing. I love music in a house. Like, nothing makes me happier if it's blasting.
I used to listen to music. And now I just put my earbuds in and I listen to my podcasts.
Right.
And I can toot around the house and do whatever it is that I need to do.
Are you tooting around the house?
Just tooting around the house. I'm puttering around the house and I like, and it's podcasts. Like when I, and it's always like, it's a red letter day when I'm doing the project, the day a new episode of one of my favorite podcasts drops a new episode.
Right.
And they're like an hour long.
I do more the earbud thing if I'm outside gardening, but I do love more so. I love music just out in the air, like out in the house or out in the yard. Something about it.
Mm.
I also love ranchero music when my neighbors play it over there. It's in it. You can hear it. And nothing makes me happy.
It's happy because it's happy.
It's so
it's happy
great.
Music.
You're just like, oh, summer's coming.
Best.
And people are like,
yep. Barbecuing and sitting by the pool and
yep.
in shorts and tank tops and flip-flops.
I think we're going to have a really good summer. I just had a big, great feeling about it because we had such a shitty one last year.
Yeah.
I just pictured us hanging out in the summer.
Oh, we will hang out in the summer.
I know. But I just pictured it. It was like a nice.
Yeah. We have your birthday in the summer. We have your birthday in the summer.
I'm saying in general.
I know. It's just, yeah. No, I agree. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be super fun. We earned it after we worked during the winter and spring. So it's not like you feel lazy. It's, you know, it's going to be nice. What's the next one?
Hi, my name is Emily. I am 21 and I'm calling from North Carolina. My spring cleaning tip is to push everything under the bed or into the closet, even if it is garbage that I could very easily throw away. This includes things like dirt, used cat litter, et cetera, et cetera. It all lives under my bed.
Emily, yes. I don't believe you.
I know that I don't believe a single thing
because
you're saying.
I believed you at first, but then when you said cat litter, I was like, no way.
Yeah. If you're going to try to sell a line of bullshit, bring it down a little bit. You got to make it believable.
But maybe she's just exaggerating the fact that she ignores.
Okay. Can I tell you a pet peeve?
Yeah.
When people store shit under their beds and under furniture, knock it off.
You can't do that. It's
no,
bad energy.
Cannot. It's bad energy. I think it's bad feng shui. Mm-hmm. Dust. It's
God knows what.
It doesn't even matter if you don't have space for it. Figure it out. Like there's always a solution. Maybe it's even to the solution of just like getting rid of it if needs be, but like there's always
maybe
a solution.
You don't need it.
Yeah. Maybe you really don't need that thing, but like, don't put that stuff under your bed or your couch.
Also energetically, I feel like you're just ignoring what you need to do. Like you need to like tackle that thing.
Just get rid of it. If you're putting it under the bed,
it shouldn't, then you should really, do you need it?
It's like stuffing down feelings that you need to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Similar. Exactly. Like deal with it.
Exactly.
Deal with it, Emily.
And work on your bullshit game.
This is Katie, a former Air Force veteran and lesbian. My biggest tips for cleaning are have a GI party. That's what we used to call it in the Air Force when we had to do cleaning chores. Have a party while you clean and make it fun. Thanks. Bye.
My dad was in the Air Force, too.
My dad was in the Air Force. He was a navigator.
He's not around to ask anymore, but he was in the Air Force.
You don't know what he did?
He fixed the plane. I don't know what he did. Something cool, and I can't remember what it was. Did he fix the planes? He did something.
Well, ask
he did
your
something
mom. You should know that.
Yeah, I know.
My dad was like helping people get around places in the airplane. Meanwhile, I can't figure out how to get down the street.
Yeah, and trusting Leisha with directions is not. Don't ever listen to Leisha in a car in terms of where how to get there.
And I get very convincing that I know what I'm talking
about.
Oh,
I know you do.
Wrong.
You're a snake oil salesman when it comes to directions
in a car.
But I believe
it. I'm like 100% it's
I know
to the
you
right.
do.
Yeah.
I know you do. And then the rest of us
and
have to suffer.
And it's 100% to the left. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what's GI mean?
What a great, great idea that.
Wait, what does GI mean, Leish?
A GI is a soul.
We have a GI party.
Like all the GIs, like all the soldiers.
I don't know what a GI is.
General Infantry.
Oh,
I think
that's what
it is. I don't know. But here's the thing. You're doing it right. That is the idea. You got to make it fun. You got to make it fun. Yeah. But that's like, yeah, put the music on. Like, I don't want to clean. I'm not saying that I want, like, I'm like, ooh, I want to scrub a toilet. No. But like, I like to freshen up my life. I like to make it pretty, make it sparkle, clean it up. Emily, get under the couch.
Yeah. Fluff the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Chop the pillows.
Yep. Always. I chop the pillows every night.
The couch. Do you need to tell people about this thing?
Oh, I'm a pro couch fluffer. You're a pro. For sure. Mm-hmm. I won't go to bed without. Well, we have a different couch now. That couch is somewhere else. But when a couch, if I have a couch that needs to be fluffed, I will not go to bed. And before that couch is fluffed, because when I wake up in the morning, I want to wake up into someplace beautiful.
Right.
And so I'll fluff the pillows. I'll put everything away. If I have a blanket on the couch, that'll get put away. Like everything's going to get put away. The sink will be empty. Like dishes will be clean.
What if you're super tired? And your couch is a little like sad looking and you're just like, exhausted. Like you came home from work and you're like, I just got to lay my head down. Do you still fluff it?
Well, then I would lay my head down in bed. I wouldn't lay my head down on the couch.
No, I understand. But you wouldn't like, is it the kind of thing you would force yourself to do?
Probably.
Even if you were super tired? Yeah, I think it would.
Probably.
I think you are like that.
I can't, it depresses me to wake up in the morning and to see a mess. It's like making your bed. Like I always make my bed every day. If I see an unmade bed, I'll get depressed about it. It's just, I don't know what it is.
Right.
It'll really affect
me. You don't want
me.
To go back into what you left.
Yeah. I want to start every day new. I think that's what it is.
That's really nice.
I like a fresh start every day.
That's like good self-love, I think.
And I don't like laundry piling up.
Right.
So I'll always like do laundry. Like now I'm on a routine right now where I'll do laundry every Sunday. Just so like when Monday starts, it's like, oh, everything's fresh and clean. I don't have to like wonder where that thing is. Oh no, it's dirty. And it's like, no, I want like laundry clean. I don't like laundry piles. That grosses me out. Like, no, everything's gonna be tidy and clean.
Nice.
I'm German. What do you want? It's my father.
Right. That's great. But if I'm really tired, I would not make the couch look pretty. Before I went to bed, I would have to go to bed. But I'm like narcoleptic.
Yeah, but if you had a couch you really liked and you had a couch that knew that needed it, you would probably make an effort as well. The couch you have is pretty easy. You get up, you go to bed. But also that's the problem with the fucking open floor plans. This is why I'm kind of over the open floor plan in a house. I've seen it. It's very tired. I don't like individual kitchen rooms. I don't like that. But like open floor plan houses, there's no, you can't hide shit. It's just there for all to see. You know what I mean? So you can't like, You know what I mean? So if like you have a TV room with like a lumpy couch, yeah, you can leave that for the night because who cares? It's like in a TV room away. But if like you're in an open floor plan house and your couch is like the focal point or in the center of that room, you can't avoid it looking like shit because it's the first thing you see.
Yeah, I agree with you. But when you say, see,
it's when open floor plan pressure.
No, you have to build cabinetry and like you have to have, here's my thing. You have to have a place for everything.
Agreed.
Like you have to be able to put it away. I don't want to see it.
Yes.
If you have like blankets, right? If you're a person who likes blankets.
Put them away.
Yes. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them stacked. I don't want to see, I want to put, is there somewhere I can put them? That's my whole goal.
Yeah.
In everything I like spent time doing this year was like, I need a room for the, everything has to have a reason. The room has to have a purpose and there has to be a place to put all the shit.
Correct.
Because I don't like when things are all over the place and all over like, ugh.
And I don't like a lot of tchotchkes. I like some pretty things.
I like a tchotchke.
But not tchotchke, but like not too many.
I hate to tell you.
What?
You have tchotchkes.
I have tchotchkes, but I don't have many and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like a lot of shit. I don't like a lot of doopy doops all over the house. They get knocked over by the cat. They get dusty. It's like, what's the point? They're stupid.
Oh, I love them, but I think when I have like enough space to put them, it's not going to look like I have a lot of them.
Right. True. But be selective.
What? Wait, I feel like I'm you're judging me. I don't have, I would.
Why am I judging you? I'm not talking about your tchotchkes. I'm not talking about your tchotchkes.
You were just like, be selective. Like you were saying it to me.
Well, you're saying I'm just saying, it's like, you know, make your tchotchkes special.
I love every, like I'm looking around right now. I love all of them.
Great. That's what matters.
They're in a tiny little guest house right now. Like it's not going to look like this.
Of course not. Cause you're going to move into like the main house soon. Relax. Don't get defensive. It's okay.
You relax. Take that personally.
I'll make sure never to bring up tchotchke again with you.
I don't have like bullshit tchotchke.
I ever say you have a bullshit tchotchke?
No.
But I have to say you like them too.
Like you have that whole console and there's things on
it. I have my dad's bird and a dish and a vase and the statue. That's about it. I don't mind them. I just don't like a lot of doopy doops. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, at least, please.
No, please do the closeout.
I insist. You do the closeout.
Well, that was
all right,
really enjoyable.
I'll do the closeout.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
No, go, please. Please go.
I don't really think we tackled spring cleaning, but does it really matter? It's okay if we didn't. I'm not going to lose sleep
really
over
matter.
Tonight.
Okay. Fluff your couch. That's all you got to worry
Fluff
about.
Fluff your couch. Take care
Thanks
of yourself.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right. Bye. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by Kate Menig and me, Leisha Haley. Produced by Melissa DeMonts. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow Pants on Instagram at The Pants Pod. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS. Graphics are by Love Fox.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.